Now, as I say, Lisa and her husband, Billy Hoyle, came to Cowan, and as I have mentioned to my mother all about them, and then she said, if you see them, you might as well ask them if they would like to come round for a meal. Obviously, Lisa could not know many people, and to be in the company of someone who she knew might be helpful to her. So, when I did meet them in the town, I asked them round to tea, and Lisa got to know Mother quite well. This Billy Hoyle, he was a bit of an outsider. First of all, he'd got the girl to marry him in Russia by telling her some story about his mother having a home with marble steps and plenty of servants and all that sort of tummy rot, whereas while she was, his mother was quite a decent woman, she lived in a very ordinary house, and being a widow, took in lodgers, so you can tell there was not much marble steps about it. Further, they were Roman Catholics. Now, when he got here, the Catholic priesthood wanted him to be remarried in the Catholic Church. He had been married in Pinniger in the Russian Church, but that was not good enough for the Catholics, and they said that, so far as we are concerned, you are not married. This was what he had, just what he had been looking for, and he left her. And so Lisa came along to Mother, and by that time they got to understand one another in what one might call pidgin English. She poured out her troubles, and Mother did what she could for her. Ultimately, he was brought before the magistrates at Cone police station. The local secondary schoolmaster, who presumably could speak French and maybe a little Spanish, was brought down to act as interpreter. Why, I don't know, as that doesn't prove that he knew any Russian. Anyhow, he tried on her for some little time without much success. And then, when he was trying to do something for Lisa, I'm told she said, I no understand you. Mrs. Hanshaw speak me. So that made Mother the official interpreter for the proceedings. He treated her very badly. She eventually went down to Manchester in service with Russian people. At the same time was going to school for English and shorthand typing and trying very well to improve herself. He went to America and then wrote to Lisa for her to join him. Lisa, of course, consulted Mother, and Mother's answer was, well, he is your husband, and if he is prepared to support you, I think you should go. But first of all, write to him and ask him if he will send you the passage money. This she did, and he did. So eventually Lisa went out to join him. But after quite a short time, perhaps 5 or 6 months, I don't recall how long, Mother had a letter from him, from her, in which she said, Billy gone, I don't know where, perhaps dead. Which she said, Billy gone, I don't know where, perhaps dead, I hope so. From some considerable years, Mother used to hear from her, chiefly when she had saved up a little bit of money and wanted Mother to buy an Irish sweep ticket for her. But ultimately, I think the correspondence faded away. She was living in New York and at one time said that her job was working in a factory sewing peaks onto caps. It doesn't sound much, and possibly could have been some form of sweated labour, but goodness knows, she might have been better off even in the ghettos of New York than she would have been had she carried on in Russia. The only thing that I think about Russia in particular nowadays is to wonder what must have happened to some of the people whom I knew. I did not know any of them intimately, but whilst they were a mixed bag, some of them were very decent people, and one can't help but feel that those up in the small villages on the way to Pinniger, for instance, were quite isolated from politics, and all they wanted to do was to live in peace, and what little comfort they could get from such a desperately hard climate. I fancy that in normal times they were forestry workers or something of that sort. Also, I believe that quite a good deal of flax for linen was grown in the North Russian area, and so far as I know, some of it was shipped to this country. Flax growing in Ireland is almost out of date, and possibly some of it did come over here, I don't know. Well, this tape is just about finished, and I think I have more or less wound up my story.